All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It's another Wayback Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. If you missed any part of the show, as I always remind you to do, go back and listen via podcast. All you got to do is go to ESPN975.com and check on the show tab. And once you click on the show tab, just go back and get the hours that you missed and catch up on all the entertainment and fun that we've been having here on Halloween. It is the Wayback Wednesday, as I mentioned. Therefore, songs pre-2008 that have to do with Halloween or scary or whatever. Nick, you have hour number three. I had hour number two. Barry had hour number one. If you want to head to our Twitter page, the lists have been posted. The poll is up. I cannot wait for the results. And as I always encourage people to do, if you want to take us anywhere and everywhere and not have to worry about anything, all you have to do is download that app for ESPN 975 at the website I gave you. And you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and listen to every show throughout your day. Without further ado, it's Barry, Nick, and myself having some fun on a Wednesday.
I'm getting my ass whooped in the poll, by the way.
It'll change. I have total
confidence. I hadn't retweeted it yet, so I felt like I needed to get it out to my constituents.
Your bots have not been geared
I needed to, you know, I needed to be John Culverson and get in here and tell y'all why Lizzie Fletcher's is terrible.
Well, that had your craw yet last night too, didn't it?
I am so sick of all these political ads and the fact that there are no good candidates. I don't want to vote for John Culberson because he looks like an idiot, and so does Lizzie Fletcher. She looks like an idiot. I want a good, solid candidate that I can get excited about, and neither one of those idiots are it. I don't.
Well, then you're vote get Pedro. That call. You like?
Well, call
vote Pedro.
I'm both party suck guy. That's what I am. I am both party
you know
suck
what I don't
guy.
Like? You know. I live in Fort Bend County, so I can't vote on it anyway, but yeah. I am inundated with the spots.
Yeah, I can't stand it. And what I wanted to do, and I'm going to do this for the next elections, but I'm going to get a yard sign made that says both parties suck. You know how you'll see like a Beto sign or Ted Cruz sign? Yeah. I'm just going to get one that says they all suck and just put it in my yard and just don't – I don't know. I'm so disgusted with politics right now. It's just unbelievable. And these ads, and it's both sides. And then even Beto was like, we're not going to run any bad ads. And now he's out there talking trash. It's like you get sucked up into it. And I don't know. It's just disgusting. Politics right now.
Boy, and Beto loves that like super close-up video format for the commercials. And then you first of all, you realize he's got a really bad case of herpes on his top lip.
What?
And he's got something going on
there.
Did
you just put herpes on Beto?
He's got something going on there, all right? I won't.
Maybe it's
allegedly,
a mole.
Allegedly. Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He didn't want that allegedly.
Yeah, I need the allegedly, Trey.
Where's the drop?
But the other thing is, you get his cadence down pat because he has a way he speaks every single time. A lot of people think that we should be doing this, but I'm telling you with Ted Cruz, we don't need to be for Republican or Democrat.
He does have that.
We just have to be human beings. And if we're human beings, we're going to be the best in the world. Okay. Obama had the same thing as opposed to your guy. Do your Trump for us.
No, I'm not doing my Trump.
It's a good Trump.
No. So I found these statistics for Halloween and searches on Pornhub. All right.
Okay.
So I want to get into that a little bit.
How far are you diving down? Just a question.
But we're going to do it in a minute. I that's going to be at 3:15. So if you don't want to hear that nonsense, you don't have to listen.
Because
some people on I feel like Sports Map are a little more, I don't want to say uppity.
Pristine.
Sensitive, maybe. Okay. Yeah. So I'll give you a fair warning that we're going to run through some sex searches and whatnot at 3:15. But... did you see this story out of Boston? Well, not Boston necessarily, but the story about Whitey Bulger?
Yeah.
Or is it Bulger?
Bulger, yeah.
So apparently the mobster, Whitey Bulger, was killed in prison.
Right after he got transferred.
For being a snitch. Yeah, so total setup. Gouged out his eyes. It looked like they tried to cut his tongue out. But did you hear the story about him and Dana White? That's the crazy part. Not the fact that a mobster was killed in prison.
Although it was a story how he was killed. Did you understand how much time they let pass between everything that happened?
They have it on video. They don't have the actual murder on video, but they have the guys going into his cell, clean, leaving bloody, then coming back with a mop and cleaning up.
And no one thought anything was going on.
No, not at all. So this is the story. I got this from For the Win. But he said UFC president Dana White was living in South Boston and training boxers. He used to be in boxing and other adults at a gym. When Weeks interrupted one of his classes. Now, Kevin Weeks is one of the main characters in the Johnny Depp movie Black Mass, and he was known to run with the mob. He said they wanted $2,500 from Dana White because he was doing business in their neighborhood. White didn't have the money, and after avoiding them for a while, he finally got a phone call at his home saying he needed to pay up the next day. White said he hung up the phone, he picked it back up, he called Delta, and immediately moved to Las Vegas, and the rest is history. After being in Vegas, he hooked back up with the Fertitta brothers. They bought the UFC for $2 million, and this is where he is now.
That would be cool if it's true.
All because he was run out of town.
That would be great if that's true. I don't know if it's false or not, or if it's true, but that's an awesome story.
I can pretty much tell you where...
from Dana White telling the story.
Oh, Dana White saying
that? Dana White told that story.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said that's
how he ended up... I thought it was just reports.
No, that's how he ended up in Vegas. He told the story. He said, I have no hard feelings. Everything worked out for me. The worst thing that ever happened to me ended up being the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Because the thing is, when you say you could have ended up in a different place, had you not done it differently, yeah, he'd have been 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that guy scared a lot of people, obviously, in that area for years.
Yeah.
4 years. And that's always a cool... I mean, I don't like glorifying those type of criminals, but it is a pretty interesting story. Every time you...
A mob.
See
the mob.
Like a doc, not just the mob, just murderers.
How long was the dude on the down low on the run and never caught? I mean, he was out there for a long time before they finally got him in.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was.
But he got his, didn't he?
Yeah, and then they gave some numbers about what Dana White made off of the sale of the UFC. $350 million is what his part was.
Wow.
For selling the UFC to WME-IMG in 2016. So they made out like bandits. But yeah, I found that to be very interesting, especially since the dude just got murdered in prison. And then Dana White comes out with the story about, I bet he was probably not very sad to find out the guy that was trying to extort $2,500 from him was murdered in prison. It's probably like, you kind of got what you deserved a little bit there if you're out there extorting money from people.
It's the moral of the story for the day, too. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't matter how long it takes as long as you eventually get your guy. Daryl Morey feels the same way. He got Carmelo Anthony.
That's true. News and notes from around the NFL. Will Fuller officially placed on IR. Buffalo Bills, are expecting a visit from Matt Barkley.
Oh, it's that bad?
It's that bad.
Well, when you think about it, Derek Anderson also, was doing nothing and started last week.
Also got assigned the Bills also signed a 1-year deal with Terrell Pryor. That could be a guy that might play
quarterback
for him.
That was the guy that you had mentioned.
Nathan Peterman is likely going to be the starter, but you could have Matt Barkley and or Terrell Pryor getting snaps in Buffalo. It's a mess right now if you're the Buffalo Bills. Seattle Seahawks cut Brandon Marshall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He has been cut by the Seahawks, and Ben Roethlisberger fractured his finger, is expected to play.
You had mentioned prior if the Texans didn't make a trade-type move.
What do you mean?
As a candidate that he could be brought in here to have helped to replace Will Fuller.
Yeah, as a speedster. Yep.
So, yeah, and if you're Fuller, you got to believe that if the Texans were even mildly interested, there had to be other teams that were close to a playoff spot that would have been interested, even Dallas maybe, but... The fact that you signed with the Bills, and we just got done talking about how bad their quarterback situation is.
Yeah.
Why? You're trying to resurrect your career and get another contract?
And there you go.
You ain't getting it with those guys delivering you the ball.
Nope. Nah. You've got Allen there, obviously, long term, but...
Yeah, but whoever you're playing, defensive year, backs are more excited than freaking Pryor should be, because they're getting the ball more than you are.
That's true. Also, speaking of Buffalo, the fan that threw the dildo on the field...
Yes.
Allegedly threw the dildo on the field. That's what the article says. Fan charged with allegedly throwing sex toy on the Bills' new era fielding.
Allegedly.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, that He's been arrested and he's in court.
The fact that he threw it.
Now, the funny thing is what do you think the judge is saying? Like, why? Why, young man, why did you throw a sex toy onto the field? Well, my buddies were like, do it. And so I was like, okay. Like, why did you take a sex toy to the game?
And where did you hide it to get it through security?
All those questions have to be answered in court. And now it's in public record and documents forever. Yeah.
By the way, Trevor has a very interesting question, Nick, on Twitter. He says he went to vote for Pac-Man Joel on the Twitter poll, and it asked him if he was sure, and when he clicked yes, it said, thanks for voting for the producer, Nick.
Look at you.
And who sets up the polls around here?
You're not the only one that's got IT skills, sir.
I see that. Well, you know that's been a big deal in at the polling places. They're saying when you go straight ticket Democrat,
Fort Bend.
It's switching the
votes?
They're saying when you go straight ticket Democrat, that it's switching the vote for senator
to
Ted Cruz, even though you picked it. But the people that have the voting booths and the boxes said that's impossible. There's no way that's doing that.
Sounds so
These
shady.
These people are messing it up.
It's only when you do straight believe? Ticket, and they said that it's because people are impatient and they're not waiting for the next screen to load.
Yep.
So it definitely is operator error, and it cannot be a system that has been in place since 2002.
They don't make anymore.
It can't be the equipment, right?
Is messed up.
Why would it be that?
No.
Never going to happen. Dustin is sources, by the way, our good friend is again trying to get jokes solicited your way.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. So Trey can read them. So that could be a fun bit.
Yeah.
And someone, Amanda, has posted a picture. Just look at that upper lip and you can tell me what you think's going on.
Oh, that might be a pimple.
Well, there's a lot going on.
He's got two pimples. That's probably rare.
With some redness and some shine. I'm not a dermatologist. I'll let you do the dirty work.
Wow. Okay. That's very herpish.
There you go. Allegedly. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to continue to roll on. We're in the final hour of the show. We appreciate you being along for the ride. If there's something you have on your mind you want to get off your chest, we are here for you. 713-780-3776. HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects.
Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, continue to roll on in hour number three of the big show. We're going to take you up until 4 on both ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. And when we're done, the fun continues with the Blitz. They'll take you all the way till 7 o'clock. You don't have to do a thing, and you get everything that you want from your sports and entertainment listening pleasure for the rest of the day. I don't know what you're playing here.
Metallica. Creeping Death is the name of the song.
Apropos then, Nick, I commend you on finding a song that completely fits the theme, and I'm sure that it will help you with a come-from-behind victory in the final hour of the poll.
A come-from-behind? So I was down at the beginning of the poll? Is that what you're saying?
You weren't last, but you weren't first.
Okay.
Well, but as you do 9 times out of 9... you will find a way to miraculously come from wherever depths of the dead that you've been to win the poll at the end.
I'm a people pleaser, man. I just try to give people what they want as Barry strolls into the
studio. Your ass
I'm not
out.
Supposed to be doing your job.
I had you
job,
covered
sir.
Up. Easy.
Yeah.
You're the co-host,
my guy.
Not me. I'm the producer.
Well, hello.
Okay.
Where'd you go?
I was looking for all the audio you were supposed to get.
What audio?
That's what you get, bitch.
What audio?
I had to go talk to Andrew. I'm excited, dude. We got another new sponsor coming on board.
Fantastic.
I'm excited. Yeah.
You're not allowed to talk about it right now, I assume.
No.
Okay.
Not till it's official.
All right. Speaking of sponsors, a little shout out to Buku. Buku brought in some food today.
Some wangs.
Well, did you get any, Nick?
I did not. I forgot to go out there in time.
Just answer the question. Did you get any?
I did not.
Barry, did you get any?
I did not.
Joel, did you get any? No, I sure didn't. But here's the email that came from Jordan. Hey, guys. Addressed to you, me, Charlie, Nick, and Tyler. Buku's going to bring in some eats for you guys. Make sure you mention that you're going to be there next Monday, November the 5th.
Which we will be.
Yep. And we're going to have fun like we always do. And it's great food and great beverages. And the daiquiris are fantastic. The food's out of this world.
The food is ridiculous.
If you like the Cajun stuff, ooh, baby, they got it and they got it good. Here's the ironic thing, though. Of the people that it was addressed to, dare I say, none of us got any of it.
But we have eaten there before, so I can vouch for the fact.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what did I tell you? Go get food. You're like, I'm busy producing. What? Nothing. What?
Multitasking.
But the food is ridiculously good, so you screwed up.
I'm just really upset about the wings.
You screwed up.
And kiss my ass, interns and people that took all of our food.
All the delicious food.
So what wings have you guys had? Over there.
I haven't had their wings. I've had their gumbo.
Okay.
I had the shrimp, the chicken,
gumbo,
the dirty rice. All fantastic.
I would like to try the dirty rice and the wings for sure.
Yep. And the shrimp and chicken platter is fantastic.
If you are from Louisiana and you're missing your home cooked meals, Cajun style, get out to Buku. It's that. And if you just love that food, get out there.
Can I just say
legit.
If that's Bomani Jones, by the way, and you need to see a close-up, for Halloween, the ESPN people on this show are in costume. Bomani Jones looks just like Prince.
What?
Oh, man. When you see this, you are going to
agree
with me.
What is he dressed up as? One, he has on a wig, right? What is he wearing?
Yeah, he's got a wig on, and they put some face makeup on him. But I'm telling you what. Not this guy.
Who is that? Is he supposed to? Who is that other guy?
I don't know. They've changed the host on all their shows.
What's his name?
Barry Laminack?
No, Rose.
At a bar? Could be the Asian Barry Laminack at a bar.
No. Is that Jalen Rose?
Oh, could be Jalen Rose.
He looks like Jalen Rose.
With that goatee?
A little bit. Yeah. And the hairline. That's very Jalen Rose.
With the chains out?
Mm,
yeah. Here you go. Look.
What on earth?
Doesn't he look like Prince, though?
Looks like he got his hair conked, and he doesn't even have hair.
But he looks like Prince.
Yeah. No, he doesn't look like Prince. Oh, God. I disagree. Well,
that's not shocking.
All right. I teased this.
I had faith in you. It's gone.
I teased this. I wanted to get to this because there's a couple of different things going on Pornhub. And first of all, I don't think it would surprise anyone at all if I told you that these are search terms on Pornhub, the search term Wild West is up 745% because of Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to go a different route.
People are now searching for cowboy porn because of Red Dead Redemption 2. Which I just found out, by the way, in the game, because I told you, you have all these mundane tasks that you have to do. One of the things that happens is people start bitching because you're dirty. I'm not even making this up. The characters in the game are like, oh, you stink. Oh, you got blood on you. Like, it's like, let me live my life. I'm a cowboy on the range. So I'm reading online about how do I get these characters to shut the hell up about how dirty I am. Now I have to go to a hotel and take a bath. What kind of... I don't want to play this game. I barely take baths as it is.
So you're not growing to like the game?
No, I'm not growing to like the game. I don't... The level of detail that I have to maintain just to be in the Wild West is stupid.
But others are growing if that's what's leading Pornhub.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're cowboys and on steel horse they ride.
It says Pornhub goes on to say that...
Thank you.
Pornhub goes on to say that men are proportionally 1,165% more likely to search for the term Red Dead than women. No kidding. So, that said, let's talk a little Halloween porn, shall we?
Absolutely.
These are some insights as to search terms during Halloween on Pornhub. So the first one is search term growth on Halloween, percent difference in popularity compared to the daily average for the words. The term Halloween hottie, 6,820% higher than normal.
That makes sense.
The search term, so that's like the highest jump.
Oh, okay.
Okay, from when people don't search for Halloween hottie during the year. Okay? Mm-hmm. The search term, bleeping a pumpkin.
What?
Yeah, the F word. Bleeping a pumpkin is up 842%. Who is searching for pumpkin sex porn?
That is ridiculous.
Who is out there literally going to their keyboard and typing in bleeping a pumpkin? Enter. Wonder what pops up. What on earth? Like, I get it when you see like bunny costume, lesbian witch. I mean, that's probably in the rotation without Halloween anyways. A lot of people into lesbian witch porn outside of.
Can I give you a little pro tip here for the listeners?
Uh-huh.
Aside from this too, speaking of that, when you were talking about Halloween hotties,
uh-huh.
Go to Barstool, check out the full compilation of their contest for Halloween hotties. You're not going to be disappointed.
Okay.
Joel's probably responsible for 90% of the clicks.
If I was, I would not be mad.
I'm actually going to look at it.
Right? So, you need to.
Increase in popularity for the daily average of searches containing the word pumpkin jumped 436%. About 5.5 searches on average. Okay. Which is up from 1.5. Who is searching pumpkins in May? So apparently, there's 1.5 per 1,000 or whatever this number is for pumpkin porn throughout the year. I just, people are strange. And to give you a different perspective, Halloween traffic on Pornhub actually changes by age group and by sex. So it lets you know when you see that there's a huge dip of porn traffic at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. by both men and women, the dip, 22% of the men stop looking at porn at 7 o'clock to go trick-or-tweeting. 32% of the females. So at least everybody is able to take a couple of hours out of their porn day to take the kids trick-or-treating before they come back and hop back on Pornhub. Because the traffic goes right back up at like 10 o'clock.
That's a good parent.
Yeah, that's a really good parent.
Don't do it during trick-or-treating hours.
Based on the data, too, they've shown that by a state in both Mississippi and Arkansas, the search term pumpkin is also high on the list. Just saying.
That's
what I do,
most popular costumes and characters that are searched, teacher is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Bossette.
What?
I don't know what that is. Bossette. Bossette? Bossette is number two.
What is it?
Maid, number three. There's Laura Croft.
Something with cosplay.
Princess Leia.
With what?
Venom?
Cosplay? Yeah.
Who's looking up Venom for their porn search? There's some weird chicks out there.
What was that movie last year with the chick with the bat?
Kitty Cat.
The blonde chick with the bat in her hand that was...
That's Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
She's very popular. The list. Yeah, she's on the list as well. She's right above none.
Oh, God. All right.
Whoo, boy. Y'all are freaks. That's the message here.
Hey, Marcus, hang in there. We'll get to you. We got a half hour to go in the big show, and we love having you a part of it. You guys are usual suspects, so we want you to continue to be a part of all the fun and games on a Halloween way back Wednesday. So before we get to the break and we get to Marcus, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. They have three locations to better serve you in the Houston area. They've got Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. They've got the Galleria. And, of course, the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which one of the three locations you choose, same great customer service, same great deals, same great way they do business, which means you buy today, you get tonight. Whatever you buy, you're going to have in your house 3 to 4 hours from the purchase time. That's guaranteed. The other thing is, if you need things moved around in your house, gotten rid of, or rearranged to get your new furniture in, they're going to take care of that too. Why? Well, because they're customer service driven, and they know if they take care of you once, you'll be back many times, and so will they. So therefore, they're building a relationship. The fact of the matter is the things they say in their commercial is exactly what they're going to do for you. That means it's all solid wood, American-made furniture for every room in your house, and it's going to last. It's not going to be cheap or things that you come with directions where you got to put it together. It's going to be really quality brand names like Stickley, like Tempur-Pedic, like Stearns & Foster. It's leather upholstered furniture, it's bedroom furniture, and it's more. And the fact of the matter is, the main things that Max says that he's going to do are the things that are most important to you. That means that there are no back order slips. You see it on the showroom floor, you will have it at your door the same day. You're not going to have to wait around for it for weeks and months for them to get it in the store and then out to your door. And the most important thing that means so much to everybody when they're shopping for anything, especially furniture, is Gallery Really will save you money.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Nick, don't call it a comeback, because with this song, you are going over the top. Your orange and black Zubas can't touch this.
That's true.
Yeah.
Martin Villalobos?
Yeah.
No, we're not having the candy discussion. Not doing it this year.
Not doing it. Done it enough.
You might as well have asked us who's on the Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks or something.
Nope. Or Houston sports.
Not doing it.
Nope.
No candy talk.
No, we've already gotten way through the candy talk. Patrick Creighton, very quick to answer our question of what Bosette is. With the cartoon video game character that I guess it's involving?
Whatever.
We know what Pat does in his spare time.
Is that from Super Mario Brothers?
I believe so.
Or Donkey Kong?
Other people have said it's something to do with Mario.
Yeah, I think it's the Mario Brothers.
Okay.
So we know what PC's doing in his spare time.
I'm not that kind of video game nerd.
It's not a video game. It's a
It's a cartoon?
No.
Anime?
Yeah,
porn.
It's not because it's not a video. It's you knowing that has nothing to do with the fact that you're not a gamer if you know about that. Is what I'm saying.
No, that's exactly what it
no,
is.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. You know who wouldn't know that? Someone that's never played the video game.
It means you're, you know.
Barry raises P-word. His hand.
Not PC.
Well, I'm the like, P word.
No, because
it looks
this,
like it
in
is
this
PC.
Particular reference, it's you being used for, like, it's being talked about like in porn, in the porn dynamic. You know what I mean? What did you say?
You guys are killing.
It's because we're ignoring him because he's making corny jokes and we're having a conversation. He's like, you guys are not acknowledging my jokes. You guys step on my jokes all the time. Get over it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, Barry, I've been trying to get you a joke.
No, see, I don't think so.
You can use it if you like it.
No, God, you, sir. You, no, thank you.
There once was a cartoon named Bosette.
Is it Bosette? Did I? Is this
I think that's
is,
right?
Right. Okay.
PC will be able to tell us that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Where does it? Okay. Good. I got that out of the way.
Let's get Marcus in here real quick. He has.
Let's do it.
The call says Halloween theme song. Marcus, what's up?
Good afternoon, guys. I was calling Halloween song. The theme from Dark Shadows. It was a soap opera back in the 60s and 70s called Dark Shadows. I know you don't know about it because you're too young, but some scary music. If y'all pulled it up.
Dark Shadows. Yeah, no idea. Nick maybe can pull that up. Nick, do you have your list?
Sounds like Skinamax.
Yeah, it does. By the way, I had to run out and use a little boys' room, potty.
Thanks for the call, by the way, Marcus.
Yeah, appreciate you. When I get back, tornado warning in the area until 3:45. Take shelter now.
In our
I'm
area?
Out. I'm out. I'll see you guys later.
Where are you going? Nah, you gotta pull through for
Lisa texted me in Fort Bend County. It looks like it's flooding. So I don't think that speaks well for Halloween trick-or-treating.
What have I done getting rid of my truck?
That's what everybody told me. They were like,
Joel is
stupid.
So happy that this weather is happening because he doesn't have to take his daughter out.
No, because I wanted to take Taylor. I didn't want to sit on the porch and keep the dogs in line and hand out the candy.
That makes sense.
And police all the kids that are 16 or coming from other neighborhoods.
And spur all the Joel. And spur all the, thanks, Barry, because that'll help. Spur all the idiots that think they know me making comments.
He's like, thanks, that'll help.
Yeah, that's going to really add and entice my evening.
I may have gotten that from the text messages. I don't know.
Idiots.
That may have been in there.
Yeah.
But, dude, there's a tornado warning in the area.
We'll be
have,
all right.
Have we?
Nick, what I will tell you from being in the Midwest and growing up with a lot of tornadoes and such, tornado watch, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Tornado warning means
run.
You might want to be concerned.
Run.
That means they have spotted the funnel clouds in the area.
So is there a tornado warning going on?
Yes,
right now?
That's warning, what the phone says. It's right above my text from the president. Okay. Remember when that one came out October 3rd? Did you guys get that?
Nope.
Oh, not important enough, apparently.
You mean your notification that was sent to phones all over the world?
No. No, that was just a private chat between me and the prez.
You and the prez?
Yeah.
You and him?
Yeah, this is a test. By the way, have you seen Jong?
No.
Today, no.
Fellas,
he dressed up.
He's wearing gold face. So
is that allowed? PC?
He went as Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he has a gold. It looks like he had oral sex with King Midas. His face is all gold, right around his mouth.
I haven't seen it either.
It's supposed to be a blonde goatee, I believe. It looks like he ate a gold bar. It like
well, you saw the commercials now for the muffler or for the muffler and tire shop where Midas touches everything.
Yeah,
and it
that's
turns,
what he looks
that's
like.
What
he
I was
had,
gonna say
yeah.
Someone touched John.
Yeah, with his penis.
Appropriately.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
With his
well,
penis.
Maybe not. Then.
Yeah.
All right.
John's got a golden mouth.
We'll have to get the picture posted of that. So that-
I am going
to
tweet it out right now. And not only did I said here, let me take a picture. Tyler had a better joke. But I didn't want to steal it. Jong's like, oh, why are you stealing his jokes? I had to come up with my own. But not only did he let me take the picture, he made a sex face when he did it, too. So do you want me to tell your joke, Tyler? You want me to give it out? Tyler said it looks like he had oral sex with Gold Dust, the wrestler.
I was going to say, based on the way that goatee looks, something happened there.
Yeah.
Talk about blowing up in your face. Wow.
All right, I'm going to tweet this out. At Barry is funny if you want to see Jong post Gold Dust filet.
It just sounded so funny because when I was a kid, that's what my mom referred to skid marks as.
Gold Dust?
Yeah, you got a little Gold Dust.
Your mom used to call skid marks Gold Dust?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Jong's got Gold Dust face. He's got skid mark face. Hey, do we have time to do the Mike Leach audio?
Yeah, if you want.
Because we're talking about Halloween. Mm-hmm. Mike Leach was asked about Halloween. Now, this is about a minute and 46, so it's going to feel a little long for radio. But I promise you, every single bit of this is absolutely worth it. But, of course, Mike Leach, being Mike Leach, is so great with words that he was asked about Halloween and costumes and even stripper costumes. And he had this to say about all those topics and more.
You needed a costume first to be a stripper, and yet they have them hanging on the right there on the racks. You know, mobility. Make sure you have mobility with your costume. Make sure you can get around. Make sure it's warm enough so that you can get as much candy as possible. And as soon as you get it, immediately hide it. Because your brothers and sisters will try to steal it, especially older ones. I was the oldest, I know. Make sure the good stuff is out of the regular stuff.
That was a clip of it. I guess it just died out.
What happened?
I don't know. The wave is still there. I don't know. But that's just a portion of it.
Oh, man. He was talking about... He talks about strippers. He goes... Yeah, there was. I was at the costume place, and they had stripper costumes. He goes, "I didn't realize strippers had costumes." Which, when you think about it, they're naked. Why do you need a stripper costume? Should just be you naked. Oh, I'm going as a stripper. I'm going naked. And then he talked about how you don't want to leave. He brought up sprees. He had a very specific candy that he mentioned. On like you don't keep the good candy with the bad candy and the sprees, and you keep those separate. And he was like.
my wife was at a costume party one time, and there was a person there dressed up as me, as Mike Leach. And so my wife was like, "Hey, can I take a picture with you?" And they were like, "Sure." They had no idea. He said, "To this day, I don't think that they know that they took a picture with Mike Leach's wife." He's just, God, if you can find it, I'll try to retweet that as well. It's worth a minute and 46 listen. It's
He's
so
fantastic
funny. That dude is so
in
good.
The way every one of his press conferences works something in completely away from football.
That's literally everybody was just asking him about Halloween. It was fantastic.
All right, so we got one segment to go on the show. We're going to wrap it up and turn it over to the Blitz at 4 o'clock, and we're going to do it on both Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. So we don't want you going anywhere. We want to make sure that you keep your seatbelts fastened and we keep rolling along before we head to the break, Barry.
Yeah, guys, I want to tell you how to get into the oil and gas industry. I was in that business for 15 years. Man, it is a lucrative industry, and UMD Academy is offering you an oil and gas basics class to get involved and get started in that business. Now, this is for non-oil and gas professionals, because trust me when I tell you, it can be a difficult business to learn, and if you can take classes and have a head start over everybody else, you're way ahead of the game. UMD Academy offers classes like Intro to Oil and Gas, IT Basics, Upstream Drilling, Training in the Day of the Life of a Project Engineer, super important there, a Women in Engineering course, and a whole bunch more. And what sets UMD Academy apart from everybody else, it's their commitment to the students. Everybody else is like, "Yeah, man, we'll train you." But UMD Academy goes a step further. They want you to succeed. So they commit to you in ways that nobody else does. Resume building. They're going to help you put together the best resume possible. They're going to put you through some mock interviews so you know what to expect when you get out there in the oil and gas industry and try to get a job. They even have career coaching that they offer their students. A complete service, a complete package for you guys trying to get into the oil and gas industry. Don't miss out on your chance now to get involved. It's fantastic. It's a great opportunity. It could be life-changing for you. So sign up today. Use promo code ESPN Radio. That's promo code ESPN Radio, and you'll save 10% off your classes. That's a great deal. For more information and to register, go to umdes.com/learn. That's umdes.com/learn.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. As we wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. By the way, they're the number one show in the entire city.
Congrats to them.
Let the record show that. And let the bloggers who try and write about absolutely nothing that try and decipher that continue to get topics that no one understands.
Yeah, congrats to the Blitz being number one again. 10th straight month, I believe. That's really hard to do. So congrats to those guys. Also, congrats to the Bench. Overtaking the big guy, as Trey would say, the guy with the diabetes is scared to get. So congrats to them.
Which
for
means
being
we won't
one.
Have to be hearing excess about ratings for a month.
Yeah, it's weird how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this story, by the way? This is how I want to retire. This is how I want to go out. A college football coach calls timeout, retires on the field, and walks to his car.
That's outstanding.
That is how you quit. That is how you retire.
That's the equivalent of a coach calling timeout with like a minute to play and letting you walk off the floor to get all the crowd to react.
Denny Dowds, the head coach of Division II East Stroudsburg in Pennsylvania. He has been with that school for 53 years, the last 45 of the 53 as their head coach. He took a fourth timeout. He was out of timeouts. So with about 4 seconds left on the clock, he called a timeout. And they were like, wait. They stopped the clock, and they're like, "You're out of timeouts." He's like, "Whatever. We're not going to win the game. They have the ball. There's 4 seconds left. We're down 48-35. They call the timeout. They penalize the team. They do a runoff. But in the midst of all that, he calls all his players in and says, "I'm done. And then he walks off the field, tips his hat to the crowd. The other team comes over, coaches are shaking his hand, and he just walks to the parking lot.
That's more gangster than Vontae Davis.
Bro, with 4 seconds left on the clock, too. Just like, yeah, this is how
that's
I want
to
do
it. If you're going to go out, that's walking baller. Out. That's fading into the sunset.
That's going out. He's like, man, I told the only person that knew he was going to do it, the only person that knew was his wife. He said, I told my wife, when I leave the stadium, I'm going to tip my hat and say I love you. I tipped my hat. I walked to the car, and I smiled all the way home. It's pretty dope. I like that.
Good for him.
Can I tell you that I just found, by the way, another one of our colleagues that is probably, I'm not going to say they were on the Pornhub site doing what you said that they were doing.
Okay.
But definitely a fan of video games. I'm walking through and Cody Stutz stops me and goes, it's Bowsette, by the way.
Bowsette?
I was like, okay, I don't care, but obviously you do.
Yes. Well, you get those nerds riled up, man.
Man, him and PC. Look out. She's hot.
Bowsette is a theoretical daughter of Bowser and the princess from Mario Brothers. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Good luck right in your when quest he said to it, finding a woman.
Right when they explained it, I remembered who she was, but I didn't remember.
He's married with kids.
And I played that game growing up, too. And I would have never remembered that.
You know?
Some people not only remember it, Nick, they don't want to forget it.
Boy, these nerds get into it. Okay, I've tweeted the picture of Jong. At Barry is funny. If you want to see what it looks like when you are a hooker and King Midas pays you $10 to do dirty things to his lower half. That's what he looks like. Somebody texted and said, John, what that mouth do?
Oh, man. What a crowd today.
What that mouth do, John? Oh, God, that's so funny. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a day. I told you I was going to be weird. I warned
you,
Nick.
You hit it right on the head.
I knew. I just had this vibe, this feeling, man. It was going to be a weird day.
It's a super weird
show. Callers sucked for the most part. The texters were all pissy and trying to be all ag and getting bowed up at the beginning. And then just, yeah, what a day.
Taking shots at all three of us. That's every day. Yeah. And by the way, I have lost all. I never want to hear about the NCAA ever again. The fact that DJ Durkin was reinstated as the Maryland head coach for football, the fact that the board for Maryland voted that he be reinstated, that he had some blame but not all of it in one of his players dying, and that in the process of all of this, they told the athletic director or the chancellor, one of the two, you either reinstate him or we'll fire you. So he's resigning. He's retiring at the end of the year. That whole program is...
So, safe to say you're never going to watch another Wisconsin game again?
No, I'm just saying when it comes down to rulings and things where the NCAA gets involved, it's one thing to talk about ineligibility and stuff like that, but the fact that they couldn't have even stepped in there and gone, wait, timeout, okay? Dude has gotta go.
Yeah. And did they? I heard some of the players walked out, huh?
So there was at least five players in the first meeting where he addressed the team that walked out of the meeting. Some are on social media as well. I mean, if you look at the things that he's done and said based on how he's running his program, there's probably going to be ramifications for those players.
Yep.
But Paul Feinbaum had a great idea this morning, and I absolutely agree. They should just say, you know what? There should be a sit-in, or they should just say, I'm not playing for this guy, and have the whole team walk out. Make a statement.
Yep.
Because you think about it, from a recruiting process, do you want this guy going into your living room and talking to parents and saying, I'm going to be the guy that looks out for your kid for the next 4 years, and I guarantee I'll make sure he's safe and he grows into a great man. Yep. Your track record says otherwise, sir, and that was on your watch.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Big City Wings. Thank you guys for bringing some food out.
Maybe save us some this time. Jordan, when he gets involved, he's fed well. As you can tell by that medium jersey he's wearing, we don't get anything.
We got 45 seconds left, and then we're done, and I'm going out there, and I'm going to get me some wings.
Did you see the jersey that Jordan's wearing, by the way?
Uh-oh.
It's a Carmelo Anthony Rockets jersey.
Oh, well, I hate him now. Hate you so much. Hate you for that stupid jersey.
Good luck,
Jordan,
with the mental anguish it's going to take to readjust your entire profile. Oh, I don't need.
We don't
an
have to worry about him defending the wings. We know we can get right past him.
Yeah,
to the wings if he's wearing a Melo jersey.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we appreciate you being a part of the show. You guys be safe out there. Evidently, based on the weather, trick-or-treating may be curtailed a little bit, but have yourself some fun. Do it in a safe and safe manner, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great evening. The Blitz is next, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.